Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Simen Shin Yud Zayin, which means that tomorrow we start Simen Shin Yud Ches, which is a very big day, because that's a din of Bishul B'Shabbos. So, we still have what to do in the Malach of Kosher. So we are up to Si'if Hey. This is page 264, Kuf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. So the last three Si'ifim of Simen Shin Yud Zayin. Si'if Hey, Aniva Mutter Delav Kesher, who tying a bow is Mutter, because that is not a knot, says the Ramah, V'afilu Imasa Kesher Echad, even if you tie a single knot and then bow on top of that, that's also going to be mutter. The minig is to be matir such a thing. Nogin Boheter says Mishbru Vikasra Achronim Had Nogin Heter Bekesh Rechel Lamata Hainu Dafka Kshasi Lahater Bo Bayom. This idea that when you tie your shoes, you typically tie one knot and then a bow on top of that, that's only mutter if you're going to untie them that same day. Umishum Dal Yideya Nival Gabi Kesher Adayin in Indukra Maisu Uman, because just making a bow on top of a knot is not called a Maisu Uman. Aval Imhila Kayam Alizazman, but if it's meant to last for a while, Kigom Belulu Vachayotzi Bo, like you tie your lulav in such away with a bow, also lasus kesher lamata ella aniva bilvad. Then you're only allowed to make a bow. You're not allowed to make a kesher underneath the bow. V'rashi lasus shtei anivos al gabizev v'chein yesh linok. You're also allowed to make two anivos, one on top of the other, and that's what you should do if you wanted to stay a little bit. But you're not allowed to make a kesher underneath the aniva. So that which is an aniva is not called a kesher at all. And if you're going to make a kesher under the aniva, and then the aniva on top is what holds the kesher in place, that's going to be mutter if it's not meant to last very long. So most people tie their shoes and untie their shoes daily. They don't sleep in their shoes and they don't just slip them off. So then it would not be a problem to tie your shoes on Shabbos. Most of the poskim assume that even if you double knot your shoes, if it's a kind of knot that could be undone by pulling at one string, that's called an aniva. So I always thought that you're not allowed to double knot your shoes because you can't undo it by pulling at one string. And then I was learning with Rabbi Rosner about 20 years ago already, and he showed me, what are you talking about? Of course you can, you just have to pull a little harder. So I double knotted my shoes and I yanked at it and it actually comes out, it actually works. So he said, yeah, you're allowed to tie a double knot on Shabbos. So I learned something new. I told that to someone in our Chabura, and I told him that a couple of days ago, and he texted me, I've been pulling out my double knot with one hand all day, you know. He was like so amazed by this new metzius that he discovered. Okay, see if you're allowed to tie a rope in front of a cow to keep the cow in place, even if you're going to tie it at both ends, and you don't have to be choshesh that maybe if I tie it at both ends, when I want to let the cow out, I'll only untie one end and the other end will remain permanent, and therefore that's going to be a kesh shel kayama. You don't have to worry about that. You'll probably untie both of them eventually. If you want to make two ropes, one on top of the other, you can also do that, and we don't assume that one of them is going to stay permanent and the other one is going to be the one that you undo. Mistama, sometimes you'll undo this one, sometimes you'll undo that one, and therefore it's not shel kayama. Si'if zayin, mitaltel in chevel shel gardi, pirish oreg, lakasho be'evus ba'para. Chevel shel gardi is a rope that's a little bit more chashuv, a little bit more expensive. So you're allowed to use it in order to tie onto the trough and the cow. One end onto the trough, one end onto the cow, so the cow is stuck to the trough. And we're not choshesh that when you want to untie the cow from the trough, you may only untie one end of it and leave the other end in place. But to do that with a regular rope, you can't do that, because we are choshesh on a regular rope that you might leave one end in place, meaning you'll leave the end that's tied to the trough in place, and that's going to be kashel kayama. But a chash of a rope, you're not going to leave there. You'll take with you. So you'll want to untie it entirely. That's if you're tying it to the trough and to the cow. But if it already was tied to the trough from before Shabbos, and all you want to do is rotzel kashel bapar, is tie the other end to the cow, or the opposite, it was already tied onto the cow, and you just want to tie the other end to the avos, then mutter b'kol chevel. Then you're allowed allowed to do that with any rope, even a rope that you might ultimately leave there, because eventually you're going to want to untie the cow, so you'd probably untie it the same way you just tied it. You'll probably untie whatever end you just tied. So therefore, whatever you're tying is going to be considered temporary. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Lamed Alv, Shal Gardi, V'logazrin Atu Chavul D'Alma, Kamash Kasa Pesiv Dal, Dachem Parah Afilu Chavul D'Alma, Lo Shchiach D'Yei Shal Kayama. And we don't even make a gzera, like a low plug, that you can't use this chashva rope, lest you come to use a regular rope, because even using a regular rope is not so common for it to be shal kayama when used on a cow. We're not afraid that you're going to leave the chevel gardi there because it's chashuv, so you're not going to want to leave it there. Chevel di alma lo, but if it's a regular rope, then it's problematic. Because you might leave one end tied. The issue is not muktzah, because you can use ropes, you're just not supposed to make knots, but you're allowed to use ropes for whatever else you may want to use the rope for. So it's not considered muktzah. Mutar b'kol chevel. Then we said that if one end is already tied from before Shabbos, so you're allowed to tie the other end on Shabbos with any type of rope, not only a chevel gardi. Says the Mishmur, the stama osu akesha shayikvar manichul yos kasher matir rosh hasheni. That probably you'll leave the one that was there previously, and the one that you're going to be doing and undoing is the one that you're tying right now. That's going to be the one that you're tying and untying. Kol kesha shalfam nimlach mevatel sham liolam afel bishetchil sasiyas alohayel menasla niach sham asr midrabanan. Any type of knot that sometimes people change their minds and leave them there forever, even though that wasn't your intention when you originally tied it, is still an issur drabanan. Hilkach asu lukshar ritzuos hamichnasayim. Therefore, you're not allowed to tie the straps of one's pants. Shalvam nimlach mevatel sham liolam atchia balui, because sometimes they leave it there forever until it wears out. And we spoke about this in the Bir Halacha. Achle behema mutu likshar behen b'shabbos to lo shayich b'kesher shel kayama. Animal fodder, it sounds like, animal food, you're allowed to tie them on Shabbos because it's not called kesher shel kayama. Because of a chayadam, the dafka begemi lachu chayotzer b'dichshi yisyabish tinotek. Because what are you going to take? You take this animal food, straw and things like that, that may be moist, and you'll make a knot out of it, but then it will dry up and it will become brittle and it will just fall to pieces. So it's not going to stay tied. Aval kashu chayotzer bo, v'chein ba'olin shel lovin to lo menatek. If it's the type of thing that will not fall to pieces, that will not fall apart, dino ketevin, then it has a din like tevin, which I guess is asir. V'ayin b'ber alacha mashksav nubza. Haposel chavolim chayiv mishum kosher. If a person twists strings to make rope, that's also chayiv mishum kosher. V'amafridon, and if you separate them, v'ayin mechavin lekalkel, and you're not trying to destroy them, then chayiv mishum matir. Meaning that's all a melacha da'oraisa. So three things that we learned today. Number one, we said that a bow is mutter to make even with a single knot under it, provided that it's only meant for a short amount of time, like on a shoelace. And number two, we said you can tie a rope to to lock a cow into place, but it's because it's clearly not permanent, and we don't think you're going to leave it there, and you'll sometimes undo this side, sometimes you'll undo the other side. And third thing we said is that if you have an expensive weaver's rope, it can be used to tie both ends to the cow and to the trough, and a cheap regular rope can be used to tie just one side, because the other side that's already been tied is probably the one that's meant to stay, and you'll only undo the one that you're actually tying right now. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we begin Simen Shin Yud Ches, the Dinam of Bishul B'Shabbos.